recorded live.
Did anyone get the license plate of that thing that hit us last night? Ay, my head.
Okay, that was just weird. I mean, first the foot, then the hideous monster.
Yeah, it looked like your mom, dude.
Yeah, that would make her your mom too, doofus.
Yeah, whatever.
Keep laughing, Mikey. Last night was an embarrassment.
I'll tell you what's embarrassing. You can't even follow a single order.
Oh, how cute. You've been back for 5 minutes, and now you're schooling us on your master plan.
Oh, okay, so this is my fault now, huh, Raph? I'm the only one that has to be responsible?
Hey, you're the trained master, not me.
Dude's cannon. Here comes Splinter.
Oh, good morning, my sons.
Good morning, Sensei.
What's up?
Every ninja's day should start with a healthy breakfast. It fills me with pride to see you boys together again. If anyone needs me, I'll be watching my stories.
Hothead, Splinter Jr.
Cody is going to break up with Donna. I just knew it.
We interrupt the Gilmore Girls for this special news report.
Monsters loose in the city? Strange reports are coming in tonight about a construction site incident that sounds like something out of science fiction.
Boys!
Welcome out to a brand new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. I'm your host, Jimmy, and I'm here with my good buddy,
Nick Nitro.
Who was pretty close on his mark there. I have to say, that was closer than I usually am.
I hit my mark. More so than you.
You were pretty close. I mean, that was maybe a nanosecond, but you were pretty darn close.
Whatever, we'll let the viewers listen and decide.
The viewers, they don't get to see us.
Well, in their minds, they have a picture of what we look like. Especially after our last picture is you and me Simpsonized, so...
Yes, I love that picture. That's awesome.
I forgot to send it.
We're going to talk about lots of Simpsons stuff tonight, as a matter of fact.
Actually, we do. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to send your thoughts on anything that we talked about here tonight or have a suggestion, write us goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. I am working for feature reference to get a webpage built for the Good, Bad, and Geeky, the show, all together. Not the one we have on Libsyn, but an actual one where you can actually form it. You know, because I feel that people can be lazy. And that's you know, if there's any way to make it easier on people, the world, the lazy people of the world, which is pretty much everybody, including me, to write an email to us and Jimmy, then, you know.
Especially Nick, though.
Well, right. And we'll go to, we'll create a form. That way, all you guys have to do is click on the link, type in whatever you want to write us, send it down to us, and it'll make it easier on you and us, and we can read your emails live on the air. And speaking of emails, we got a new email for everybody today.
Ooh, yay!
Yeah, emails, buddy. We got two. Jimmy will read one, but I'm going to go first. Today's letter comes from Rocket J, and that is he doesn't really say where he's from. It's at hotmail.com, and Rocket J, I'll say it's a she just to be different, because you know we always say he, obvious pronoun choice being a guy, I guess yeah.
Well, Rocket is a phallic symbol, and so we would automatically assume that means be male. However, you know, some women have penis envy, or may just like penises, or may just like rockets and not associate them with penises at all.
Maybe they like 4th of July.
There's lots of different ways you can go with that.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, Rocket J, if you're a guy and we insulted you, we're sorry. If you're a girl and we insulted you, we're sorry.
I insult people all the time.
Unless you want to date us because you think jerks are cool, which I think me
and
Jimmy...
I'm not a jerk.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. I'm trying to be your wingman right now.
Oh, okay. I'm a total jerk.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
We're assholes.
Fuck you all. I don't even know you. Fuck you.
Anyway, Rocket J.
I'm talking to you listener who thought I might not be talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you.
All right, Jimmy, calm down.
Fuck you. I'm not calming down. I'm an asshole.
I'm going to mute you, sir. We're not
Please
using
don't.
That function. I'm going to mute you.
Please don't.
Okay, well, then calm down, sir. Calm down.
I am calm. I am calmer than calm.
Well, anyway, Rocket J asks, "Dear Nick and Jimmy, I enjoy the show. Jimmy, where have you been lately? And why don't we have an update every week on time, like every Sunday? What's up with that?"
Well, I've been working insane amounts of hours so I can pay my bills. I moved. I'm in grad school. I'm just been finishing up book 3, which is going to print in October. I'm just been incredibly, incredibly busy, and I'm so sorry. I've had some free time, but it hasn't matched up with Nick's free time, and he's the one with the equipment. So he gets to do the updates, and I'm not. I don't.
Right, and we're still trying to work out too, Rocket, a way that in case we don't, because my suggestion to Jimmy was, Jimmy actually said, "Well, hey, are you free after 10 tonight?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, let's go."
Yeah, so this is kind of late on a Monday night, but at least we're getting it out for you, good people.
Yeah, and when we say late on a Monday night, that means it could be any Monday night, because we don't really reference time or date.
It's Monday, August 6th.
Shut up. Why did you break in the fourth wall?
At 10:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
For those in Japan who actually listen to our show, I'm sorry he just totally ruined the element that we're actually talking to you one-on-one right now.
But I am talking to you one-on-one from my home in Eastern Standard Time.
Well, anyway, Jimmy, what does your email say?
My email says, "Dear Nick and Jimmy, when was the last time you cried while watching television? I recently watched the series finale of Studio 60 and bawled like a baby. Signed, Juan."
Juan. Well, Juan. That's a good question, Juan. I cried a little bit
ago
watching
Demons
from Her Past. Horrible movie made for television starring the Virgin Consuelo from the movie Dragnet. I wanted to cry. Mm. My eyes were crying with blood. But a serious good cry, cry was, I would almost say Studio 60 this last year, but
the end of Studio 60 was good.
But I would honestly
say, I agree with you, Juan, for crying. It doesn't make you any less manly.
I would honestly say the last time, I sort of welled it up during Studio 60, but where I actually full-blown sobbed like a little girl was The Death of Charlie and Moss. Season 3. I knew it was coming too, but I weep like a little girl, and I can't watch it again because of that.
I finished rereading Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows for the second time and bawled quite a bit. And also this week I watched the final 7 episodes of Brothers and Sisters that I hadn't watched yet, and I bawled for like the last episode and a half.
Jimmy does nothing but cry during TV shows. If someone says, "Oh, I love you," he cries. Steel Magnolias, before they get into the emotional things, he cried.
It was so emotional. It was really emotional. Especially the brother that had to go off to war.
You cry at the wedding scene of Steel Magnolias, and there's nothing to be fucking sad about.
I don't cry at the wedding scene of Steel Magnolias. I cry at other scenes in Steel Magnolias.
That is the rest of the movie. That's the only scene you should be crying, Jimmy.
Funeral.
You're still crying.
I don't cry at the wedding. I cry at the funeral, and I cry when Sally loses it. And, you know, she was in Brothers and Sisters as well. She's the matriarch in that.
See how I tied that around for you just right there?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But, no, I mean, I cry at television shows. I admit that. I'm not a crybaby in real life. It takes a lot to get me to cry in real life. I can't remember last time I did.
Oh, in real life, yes, but in terms of television or a book, Jimmy just breaks down.
There's a commercial for insurance, and I may start bawling.
Okay.
You know.
Wow. Well,
I'm just being honest. I want to give our listeners the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to lie. I'm proud of my ability to cry and sympathize with characters.
You know that we're not on it. We're not trying to get girls to date us right now. We're just being. We're just talking.
I'm showing my sensitive side. Okay. Girls will date me anyway. And by the way, girls out there, if you have a problem with me crying at movies or TV shows, I don't want to date you anyway.
All right. Well, news that you don't care about. Jimmy passed some of this stuff along, so we'll bring it up and go along as we go, because that made sense the way I just said it. Whoopi Goldberg got hired on The View to replace Rosie O'Donnell.
Not that either one of us cares about The View, but I like Whoopi.
Whoopi is Whoopi. Okay.
Whoopi!
And
we mentioned in the last show about the other host that's been hired. Not for The View, but
We didn't really mention it. I think we jokingly... Oh, first, I think we should also mention last week's show.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, that whole episode was a giant joke. If you...
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm not sure what you included exactly.
After the end of the show, I actually included dialogue. I think it went on for like 30 seconds with silence. And then after it ended, it has a clip of you and me going, "You know what would be great if we just did a show that didn't have any..."
Oh, you did that earlier. You should have done all the poop stuff, everything we were talking about. that we were jokingly going to put on as a show.
No, I did. I started off the show like, we're having a great show. We're doing this. We're doing that. Right after the song, we'll have the greatest show ever. And then right after the song ends, you hear the Freakazoid bit, which is how we always normally end our show. And then there's just silence. Mm-hmm.
But we did like a 10-minute rant with each other about poop and stuff. About how I was pooping while we were talking, and we were going to put that on the show.
I deleted that because I don't want to hear. No one wants to hear that. I might even delete that comment. Anyway,
no, leave that in.
Point is, it was a joke. We're really sorry. We thought it was really funny because, and also
Nick thought it was really funny. I thought it was
whatever, Jimmy. You thought it was actually funny because that means we didn't have to really do a full show. And
well, I didn't have time to do a full show, but I did think it was funny.
Right. So anyway. Drew Carey has been announced as not only the host of The Power of 10 or whatever the hell that show is called, but also the big one that actually we care about sort of is The Price is Right. I don't think it's going to last that long, but
you don't think so?
Not with Drew Carey. And it's nothing against Drew Carey.
Why not?
I like Drew
Drew's
Carey.
Awesome.
I know. I love Drew Carey. As a matter of fact, everyone is really excited about Drew Carey, which is surprising.
Nick's like gay for Drew Carey, I swear.
I almost am, yeah. I mean, well, it's a big fat guy thing. But the thing that the fact of the matter is that being that he's not Bob Barker, and I'm not saying but he's also not the normal handsome attractive guy. Like when he turns 70, if he's even alive, dear Lord, if he's not had 4 heart attacks yet, he's not going to look like Bob Barker did at the age of 70. See what I'm saying?
True.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think the show's going to last. But anyway, we're really excited. Yay, Drew Carey. Okay.
I wanted to go in a different direction, but...
New Amsterdam. I don't even know anything about this show, but apparently because Jimmy is the TV
connoisseur. You have not heard about New Amsterdam? I'm watching, like...
Jimmy, I don't watch much TV unless it's actually, you know...
Well, I fast forward through commercials, but I've noticed during commercials they've been promoting New Amsterdam for a while, and I guess when the critics all met last week or 2 weeks ago, I don't even remember. But whenever they had all the critics and stuff together, one of the big three, I guess that one failed with test audiences, and so now they haven't been hyping New Amsterdam at all, and it looks like it's not going to premiere until mid-season. It's been pushed back. So the show, this was one of the big ones that they were hyping, and now it's getting the push, which is probably bad news for it.
I know nothing about it, so yeah, I don't really care either.
I'm looking most forward to Big Shot, because it's got Dylan McDermott, who starred in The Practice, Joshua Molina, who starred in Sports Night in the West Wing, the other guy who starred in Sports Night, and I can't remember who else, but it's got a bunch of like actors that are pretty famous on TV. And I read somewhere something about how last year there was this big push to get movie stars on TV, and the only ones that really did well were Sally Fields with Brothers and Sisters, which has high ratings and will definitely be back, and James Woods with Shark. The other movie star shows all kind of failed.
Yeah.
Now this year, it's a big push to go back to TV stars, and there's a ton of unknown being starring in these new shows, people that you've never heard of or only know as, oh, that guy whose name I don't remember from that show.
Right,
you know? So
right.
It's going to be a different batch of new shows this year, I think.
Well, and we might get into that a little bit later with our main topic today, which is TV landscape, how it's changing. But also concerned with the news is Jimmy also brought this up, and after that we'll go right into some Comic-Con footage, which I'm going to spring on Jimmy, because Jimmy, we didn't talk about this before the show, but well, we sort of did, but I mean, it's a lot more than just the one topic I talked to you about, Jimmy. And one of them I think you'll be surprised or you'll really like. This is a sort of like a mini gift to you, sir. Simpson guest stars, Jimmy informed me, will sign for next season.
John
Stewart?
There's a ton of them.
Colbert.
Stephen Colbert's going to be in the premiere.
Weird Al.
Stewart will be on sometime during the season. Weird Al will be on. They're bringing back all three. Kelsey Grammer, David Hyde Pierce, and John Mahoney.
Well, Kelsey Grammer, for those who don't know, even though he played Frasier, and a lot of people, Frasier's too smart, or it's stupid.
But he's Sideshow Bob.
No, right. And I don't think they all the time understand that. I don't know why, because I think Frasier is cool. Anyway, point is...
It is. But then they brought in the guy who played his brother on Frasier to play his brother on The Simpsons.
One of my favorite episodes, by the way.
Who played their father
the
on
from another series.
Frasier.
Yeah.
Right. And then they brought in his father from Frasier to play their father on The Simpsons.
I'm going to do the one thing that you were never able to do. What's that? Kill Bart Simpson. I just thought that was great. That's actually one of my favorite Simpsons episodes ever. was...
And there's more guest stars than that that are famous people, but I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. But there's a ton of people signed for season 19 of The Simpsons. It's going to be a big season.
Simpsons is always big every year. But the big news this week, if you've been living under a rock, at least for us geeks, and Jimmy might have because he's been working like a dog, is the San Diego Comic-Con 2007. The big ones you've probably heard about, which is Iron Man and Indiana Jones 4. Those, if you go to YouTube and do a search for them, you'll find them. It's amazing. The Iron Man footage, I actually saw the trailer before it was taken down, or the Comic-Con footage before it was taken down. Simply kick-ass, simply amazing. It is I can't wait to Iron Man, and Jon Favreau's directing it. He's one of those guys who likes to use practical more than CGI effects. So I don't know, it looks cool. Indiana Jones, obviously amazing, kick ass. The news that Jimmy doesn't know about, though, or he probably does, but he usually when Jimmy finds out news about something he really cares about, he'll text me at like 2 o'clock in the morning when he gets home, doing Lord knows what. And it's just a quick blurb, but Jimmy, you've not done it, so this may be a surprise. Zachary Quinto from Heroes has been cast as Spock in Star Trek by J.J. Abrams.
What? Who is he on Heroes?
Heroes, he's Skyler.
Skyler is going to be Spock?
Yeah, and at the Comic-Con, they had Zachary Quinto shaking hands with Leonard Nimoy, and I gotta say, it looked a little freaky because he sort of looks like Leonard Nimoy in a weird way.
What about Kirk?
The rumor was William Shatner, and they talked about this at the Comic-Con. William Shatner said a long time ago that he was never asked, and when he did imply ask about it, because, you know, he's Kirk, and Leonard Nimoy by that point was already announced that he'd be in it for sure. They said that the older Kirk was running out of it. So now but then J.J. Abrams went to Comic-Con panel. I've not really seen it. I've read it in an article, bulletined at Anecdotal News, but they said that they're trying to talk to William Shatner to get him to come back, but nothing's confirmed yet.
I think they should just do Spock at Kirk's grave on Viridian 3, where Kirk died in the movie Generations, which I know was like 13 years ago, but I think they should just, because Spock's still alive, they did it in a book that William Shatner wrote that ended up bringing Kirk back. But they should just have at Kirk's graveside reminiscing or whatever, and that's where they should take the movie, is what I'm thinking. But that's just me.
I hope they don't do that, but that's also just me, because, but then again, though, I'm also believing...
Well, in Generations, there was a scene that they cut. Well, they didn't film it because they couldn't get the actors to do it. They only got one or two actors, and they said, well, if we can't get you both, we're not going to do it. But, they had actually written a scene for the movie Generations after Kirk's death with Spock and McCoy at his funeral. Because they included Kirk, Scotty, and Chekhov in Generations, and they were trying to get more original cast members involved. So they were going to do a Kirk funeral with Spock and McCoy, which I thought would have been really cool. But they didn't do it, so that's sad. But I still like the movie Kirk dead in the Star Trek universe, because he was dead, and he died... pretty cool, and I, you know, that was the big thing, killing Kirk, so I think they should just leave him. I mean, the only other main characters they've killed on Star Trek is they killed Spock, they came back. And they've killed Data on Captain Sisko. But then Kirk was the biggest of the three main characters that have died. Well, and they killed Trip Tucker in the finale of Enterprise, which I thought was very emotional, but not a lot of people watch that show. And they killed Dax in Deep Space Nine, but they brought back a different Dax. So I guess I lied. There have been a few main character deaths. Tasha Yar in Next Generation. Okay, now I'm completely...
Yeah, okay.
Never,
anyway, okay, moving along
never
before died. Jimmy is fully sucked
my
in.
My point, but... I've proven myself wrong.
Okay, so you know what? I was just going to let you talk until you proved yourself wrong. Congratulations. You helped me so much.
Thank you.
But the big news, at least for me, and I know Jimmy, I think I got you hooked on the show too, didn't I?
What show?
Futurama.
Probably.
Or I think I let you borrow the DVD. You were sort of aware of it because you knew of the Star Trek episode.
I knew about the Star Trek episode from my Star Trek fan club magazine, which I have not subscribed to in years, but I used to subscribe to.
And
the official fan club, I had already heard about the episode.
And I think I let a bunch of people borrow the Futurama DVD sets when they came out, and I've been hooked ever since. The Futurama.
I have all the DVD sets myself. I love them.
Oh, it's a great show, and the show is part of the Family Guy phenomenon, even though Futurama came out first, got canceled first.
Family Guy was a little more popular in DVD sales than Futurama, wasn't it?
No, but considering those, the ratings were bigger for Futurama than Family Guy at first. It's just when the DVD sales came out, then the show got even better than Futurama. But Futurama is still considered one of the highest rated shows on Cartoon Network to Adult Swim.
It's a fantastic show. You can't knock it.
No, right. Well, the good news is that they've been talking about it for a long time, but the DVD, they have finally have word on Futurama, the four movies that are coming out. If you go to YouTube and do a search, you can see the trailer, which is, oh my god, hilarious. You can see a live-action trailer that Comedy Central has been running. I caught it the other day. It is so cool. It's a live-action, yet 3D animated bender, and it's really neat. So Futurama is coming back. November 27th is when Bender's Big Sport comes out on DVD. So the TV show is not supposed to come out until, I think, January or February.
Oh, that's too long.
Well, apparently during the... And this is what confuses me. I have no idea how they're going to do it. And they said that they... Mm-hmm. The show has lost a few things budget-wise. Like, the writers took a heavy pay cut, and they're not using a full orchestra anymore. They're using synthesizers, which they said sounds pretty good.
Aww.
Right. But they said it's pretty close to what the original full orchestra sounds like. But
Well, and hardly any shows use full orchestras
anymore,
nowadays. Right? I know J.J. Abrams' show Alias did, and I know, I'm pretty sure all of the Star Treks did, but there aren't a lot of shows nowadays that do. So I understand with a cartoon why they wouldn't want to use full orchestra.
So, That's some of the things they're coming back on, but they have all, like, pretty much all the writers that are coming back. They took pay cuts, but they're all veterans of the show. You know, some of the best veterans, like John Beattie and Ken Burns and stuff like that. David X. Cohen, obviously, because he's co-created the show. But,
Matt Groening is going to be involved.
Oh, God, yeah, he was there at the panel. But the thing is, the way he described it is that each movie is, like, technically, like, four episodes. Pretty much long, and what they're going to do is that they'll come out on DVD first, and for the TV show season, they'll be re-edited to within each...
Oh, like they do with that Stewie Family Guy thing, they re-edited into three Family Guy episodes later.
Sort of, yes, but the thing is that they're going to re-edit it so that each episode is a standalone episode. The Family Guy thing is like it was a three-part episode.
I never saw the Stewie Family Guy thing, but I saw three episodes that somebody pointed out to me and said they were the movie, which disappointed me. And I don't know if they're available on the seasons or if you have to buy the movie to get those episodes. I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
But
Futurama's out, very cool. There's a lot of other cool stuff that happened at Comic-Con. If you go look on YouTube or whatever, you'll find a lot about it. But that's some of the, I think, the coolest stuff was Indiana Jones, Zachary Quinto, Spock, Iron Man, and obviously Futurama. So, but,
I have to look up that stuff.
Man, speaking of Futurama, we'll play a quick song here real quick from Futurama. So we'll be back right after this.
Gentlemen! Ah, crap, singing.
Mind if I smoke?
Cigars are evil, you won't miss them. We'll find ways to simulate that smell. What a sorry fella, rolled up in smoke like a panicella. Here on level one of robot hell. Gambling's wrong and so is cheating. So is forging phony IOUs. Let's let Lady Luck decide what type of torture's justified. I'm Pit Boss here on level two. Ooh, deep fried robot.
Just tell me why.
Please read this 55-page warrant.
There must be robots worse than I.
We checked around, there really aren't.
Then please let me explain. My crimes were merely boyish pranks.
You stole from Boy Scouts, nuns, and banks.
Ah, don't blame me, blame my upbringing.
Please stop sinning while I'm singing. Selling bootleg tapes is wrong. Musicians need that income to survive.
Hey, Ben, are gonna make some noise with your hard drive scratched by the Beastie Boys. That's what you get on level five.
I don't feel well.
It's up to us to rescue him.
Maybe he likes it here in hell.
It's us who tempted him to sin.
Maybe he's back at the motel.
Come on, Fry, don't be scared. I'm sure at least one of us will be spared. So just sit back and enjoy the ride.
My ass has blisters from the slide.
Fencing diamonds, fixing cockfights, publishing indecent magazines. You'll pay for every crime. Knee deep in electric slime. You'll suffer till the end of time. Enduring tortures, most of which rhyme. Trapped forever here in robot hell.
All right, and we're back. That was the, robot hell. I guess. I don't know. I might have played something else. We got some... I mean, that song was awesome, wasn't it? I know exactly what I played.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to wait to hear it when you put this on iTunes. But I've seen all the episodes, so I'm sure I have heard it. All
right, so reviews. Besides
you want to do the movie first, since I've got like 4 or 5 shows
to
review?
Yeah, I'll make mine quick. Simpsons movie.
Hey, I should put down the phone for a couple minutes so I don't hear. Tell the big stuff first, and I'm going to put down the phone for like 2 or 3 minutes. So that I don't hear the big stuff from the movie, because I still haven't seen it and I plan on seeing it.
All right.
So I'm going to give you 2 full minutes to talk about the big stuff, and then I'm going to pick up the phone again, and then you have to only talk about little stuff after that.
All right.
If you start to say. Ready? Your 2 minutes are starting now.
All right. Simpsons movie was really good. The plot's pretty asinine but simple. Homer pollutes the lake. EPA comes in, puts a big dome over Springfield. Homer has to redeem himself to his family, but to the citizens of Springfield. Woo! Springfield! And that's pretty much the entire plot. Was the movie funny? Yes, it was. It was very funny. I don't know why he put the phone down for 2 minutes. That's really nothing new about the plot. And I don't want to spoil the movie too much. The movie was really funny. It was really good. The cast, as always, was awesome. Tom Hanks had an awesome cameo, but you saw that in the trailer. That's all I really have to say about the movie. Jimmy, come back, you bastard. You magnificent bastard. This is a good time to talk about how much Jimmy is a time Nazi. I'm Jimmy Daly. Let's talk about TV shows that Nick doesn't watch, but then let's not let him review the Simpsons movie. Because I've not seen it yet, but I don't watch any of these other shows that Jimmy watches. Blah, 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 blah. Jimmy!
Did you just say my name?
Jimmy.
Wait, I know you're beeping. I heard this. Jimmy, come really let out of the phone, but it's been like less than a minute.
I'm done.
Oh, that was quick.
I'm not going to spoil the movie. I don't want to talk about it until I spoil it.
I mean, I already know who dies, and I already know their dying line. But other than that, I'm disappointed that I know that. I don't want to hear anything else about it.
Jimmy, I went over the plot that's in the trailer. I said it was funny.
Okay.
That's all a review really needs to say. I don't want to spoil the movie.
I appreciate that. Well, I've got some summer reviews, and I thought of one or two that I hadn't mentioned to Nick. I told Nick I was going to do 4 shows, but I thought of a 5th one that I've watched. And these are only summer shows because I know I said, like, back in May that I was going to review, like, Brothers and Sisters and October Road and stuff as I got to it, and I did get to it, but now it feels like it's so old that there's no point in going back and talking about it, because if you like the show, you probably already watched
them. Jimmy, not going to let that horse die.
Right, so I'm only going to talk about summer shows this summer. I do want to mention that there's a miniseries called The Company that's a Cold War epic on TNT starring, like, Chris O'Donnell, Alfred Molina, Michael Keaton, and a couple other people. And I know the first episode aired this week. I did not watch it, but I TiVo'd it. So I will be reviewing The Company later, but you should check it out because it looks really good. And also, there's a miniseries, I believe it's ABC, called Masters of Science Fiction. And each one's like its own little separate...
It's like The Twilight Zone.
Right. And each one, it is ABC. It's airing Saturday night. I think they're doing 6 episodes. It's got some great casts, and they're all standalone for like an hour. And I did not watch the first one yet, but again, I TiVo'd it, so I'll be talking about it. But the shows I have been watching is ABC Family did a show called The Fallen, or Fallen, I guess, not The Fallen, Fallen, about an angel. The angels had been kicked out of heaven with Lucifer, and they bred with humans, and they created these basically hybrids, and some of the good angels from heaven have been on Earth killing these hybrids because they consider them a disgrace. And one of them was prophesied to be able to redeem the fallen and send them back to heaven. And so I guess they did it like a year ago or so, the first 2-hour part. And it was really good, and it had some really fun actors in it, like Tom Skerritt and some other people. And I watched that one. They re-aired it Friday night, and then they did 4 new hours that they aired this weekend. And I'm not sure if it's going to be like the beginning of a series or if they're just going to keep doing mini-series, but they're like talking like this is going to be big. And I've watched the first two of the new 4 hours, and it was fantastic. I have to say, this Fallen has really impressed me. I don't know if they're going to keep rerunning it. I did think there was a DVD that's coming out, like, tomorrow already, but it's just really good stuff. You should definitely watch it. The other show I'm watching on ABC Family is called Greek, and it's about a guy that joins a fraternity in college, and his sister's a sorority girl, but he's kind of a geek, and it's just a fun little thing. I thought both shows, ABC Family, they'd be too clean for my taste. I like shows with violence and sex, but they're not. They're pretty violent and sexy. So I definitely have to give good reviews to Greek. They've aired like 5 episodes now, and I'm really enjoying the show about the guy that's going to college and joining a fraternity. Also on, I want to say it's USA or TNT, probably USA, Damages. I watched the first episode. I know they've aired 2 with Glenn Close. Oh, my God, it's
TNT.
Awesome. Is that TNT?
I think so.
It starts out with, like, this young woman, like, stumbling in from the street, like, all bloody, and the police find her wearing just a trench coat. And then most of the episode happens, like, as this woman's fine, like, 6 months ago, getting a job as a lawyer working for Glenn Close. And the show also stars Ted Danson. And I'm not really sure what's going on, but it just was very, very cool. Then over in USA, still watching Psych, but we already talked about that last week, so I'm not going to run in it again. But I'm watching Burn Notice, which just gets deeper and deeper and better and better. Now they're called the FBI agents off of the guy that's been burned, and he's being pursued by some other secret government agents. And they're kind of playing a cat-and-mouse game with each other now, and it's just really neat, like, spy drama, fun stuff. And then the last show I want to mention is called I Hate My 30.
What about Greek?
I did mention Greek.
Oh, okay.
Were you just tuning out?
I was tuning out. Can you hear me in the background going,
Well, okay. Well, I Hate My 30s, Nick. You need to check I Hate My 30s.
Why? Are you saying that I'm old? You bastard.
No.
That's 2 weeks in a row that you have made fun of me. Like,
it's on VH1. Not 30. You're just older than me.
Oh, fucker.
Anyway, no, but the show starts with her turning 30, but it's just a really funny show. They do, like, musical numbers and stuff, like Drew Carey used to do, like, sporadic, spontaneous music numbers, and they did the kind of like a Summer Nights thing, but it wasn't too close to parody. It kind of had its own thing about wedding night, but it's just this really fun, right? It was just really fun, really goofy, offbeat comedy about 10 people. 9 of them in their 30s, 1 just turned 30, 8 of them are already in their 30s, and then the last one's, like, still in their 20s. And most of them work in an office together, and of course there's the romance thing that happened because they work together, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got their own little stories, but it's just this really fun, hilarious comedy. I'm pretty sure the first episode's still for free on iTunes if you want to check that out. And VH1 is rerunning the second episode several times this week. The third episode will be on Thursday. Real, probably one of the funniest half an hour comedies I've ever seen. I'd rank it up there with some of my favorites.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty picky about my sitcoms. You know, I don't watch very many of them. But VH1, the newspaper review, the Dispatch reviewed it, which shocked me, and gave it a good review, and that's why I checked it out.
When the Dispatch in Columbus gives a review, Jimmy, listen.
When the Dispatch in Columbus bothers to cover a show that's not on network television, then you have to take notice. The only other show I can think of in recent memory that they've covered is Battlestar Galactica, which is awesome. But usually they cover network shows. So when they cover a cable show, like a full review about a cable show, you need to stand up and take notice. And I Hate My 30s totally deserves your notice. It's awesome. If you only watch one of the shows I talked about this summer, watch that one.
Okay, so Jimmy, this is your topic. We've been trying to get to it for the last month. You lead it off, sir. This is your topic. I will enter
the changing landscape of television.
Television.
It just seems to me a lot of the cable shows now provide summer seasons. Cable networks provide summer seasons to fill in the gaps when we don't have network shows because they can't compete with a network show. But the networks aren't just doing the typical season either, because their fall season is now separate from their winter season. They premiere new shows in winter. And other shows like Lost and Medium and 24 get held over to winter. They don't even start in the fall anymore. And then you get a whole nother slate of shows in the spring, like around March. They run a whole nother set of new shows. And most of those fail. They run their most promising shows in the fall. They run their second most promising shows in January. And then the end of the year shows, I mean, What About Brian did get a second season. October Road has been picked up. And, of course, Grey's Anatomy was a March or April last-minute spring show that, of course, you know, boomed and took off. But most of the time, the spring shows are just fillers for a couple of weeks, and then they're gone. But television used to be September through May. They aired 30-some episodes, and that would be it. And now there's all these different seasons. You have to keep track of when everything starts because everything's on different schedules. But I do think the TiVo is revolutionizing that, the TiVo and the DVRs, because people all of a sudden are complaining all the time when there's reruns. And a lot of people didn't even used to notice when there were reruns of shows because they didn't watch every episode. But now their DVR catches every episode, and so there's been higher demand. So in answer to that, some of the networks are providing more episodes. Like Heroes is doing 30 episodes next year, and The Office is doing 30 episodes next year. And I really think that
that's also DVR, again, though, because that giving us giving more episodes. Because of Scrubs being is lesser episodes, so they can do their final season.
That's part of it. I think that is part of it. But Heroes isn't under that effect. I do think a large part of it is that people are getting mad.
Are they including those six episodes for Heroes Origins into that?
Well, yeah, that's why they're doing the six episodes. They can have a 30-episode season because it's too much work to get all the actors and plot and stuff going to get 30 episodes of that quality of a show, so they have to fill it in with some side stuff. But they're still doing 30 episodes, so they don't have to show reruns. And Lost and 24 and stuff to hold their shows till January to avoid reruns. And again, people get disappointed, but at least they don't have reruns. So I really think that our shows are either start to lengthen their seasons or be compacted and showed at certain times of the year rather than spread out September through May. I think that's going to be the disappearing show. And that shows are going to air in blocks once or twice a year or just have more episodes.
Well, the other thing is that Hollywood's starting to finally take notice. And this also includes the movie industry, but the television industry got hit first. And that is with the bug that if you tell a good story, we will pay attention. And so the only problem is with that, and this is what's changing everything, is that everything is becoming serialized. And it sort of started with Friends. I sort of hate to say it. But it really was will they, won't they, will they, won't they, will they, won't they. With Cheers, which sort of did that too, which is it's most famous for, is, you know, the Sam and Diane, will they ever get together? But at one point, Diane was gone. So then it was like Christy Alley, her Weight Watchers mm-hmm. ass, and Sam Malone. And the show mm-hmm. just kept going on.
They are able to do more serial stuff now that people have TiVos. And
right,
they don't
but people back then were just getting primed for it. And when Friends came along,
right.
It then became a thing of where Friends starting having like full-blown serial arc, storyline arcs. Granted, each episode was an episode itself, but it started going into overall serial arcs around the seventh season where, oh my God, Phoebe's having her brother's twins. And
there were arcs in the first couple of seasons. But see, Friends is a powerhouse that could afford to do that because people tuned in every week. Most shows aren't going to guarantee their audience tune in every week.
Then.
And also, Friends, even if Friends, you don't know the arcs, you can still enjoy the episode. And some shows aren't designed like that, that you can't just enjoy an episode. You need to know the arcs. And I really think the DVR is going to provide longer arcs.
Well, that's the thing, though. A show like that gets people primed up. So when shows like 24 and Lost come along, where if you miss one episode, you're almost fucked. Because
and 24 is popular. Lost has suffered some criticism for not revealing enough at first and then revealing too much.
But the point is that Lost is 24 came out first, was a huge hit, and then Lost sort of got everyone's attention because the show was mm-hmm. not supposed to succeed. Because the guy who okayed the pilot was out of Disney, mm-hmm. out of ABC. There was a new guy that came in and wanted the show to fail because he didn't like it. He didn't approve of it.
And they stubbed it after Alias, which was a failing show at the time.
Right.
Which is too bad. Alias was awesome,
and,
to be honest. All
since then,
awesome.
We have shows like Heroes. We have Brothers and Sisters. We have all these shows. Even some of the sitcoms or sort of sitcom-y shows. they're having an ongoing plot line for the entire season. Even though some of them...
And you have to include Battlestar Galactica into that, too. Because that
I'm not talking about cable, though, sir. I'm talking about everything... The trend starts usually... I'm not even talking about
network television.
But I'm not talking about cable. Because if I would talk about cable, I would say, fuck Battlestar Galactica, fuck Friends, fuck everything else, The Sopranos. Other shows like that, Dream On.
Okay, but that's premium, which not everybody gets.
It's still cable. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Not everyone gets cable still today, Jimmy.
Most people get cable.
Most people, but most people stick with the basic three generally.
Five. Well, Fox gets as much viewership as the other three
nowadays.
Fox
is considered one of the major networks now. It's been for
the
last
5 years.
So there
really are four big networks. And CW is
barely considered a network still. Like, that's actually a running joke. See,
but they've had some hit shows. Seven Heaven ran on for how many seasons?
Well, yeah, and then
Gilmore Girls did a good seven seasons.
But you're talking about the WB. That's not the same as CW.
Those carried over into CW. WB and UPN in this area of the country were always one network. So CW changed nothing for us except that some of our favorite shows like Smallville got better time slots. But, you know, the CW didn't change much around here. I know in other areas of the country it did impact.
Okay, including the WB, excluding CW, you have shows like 24, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is actually a really good example of a serial show. That's what I'm saying. You can't count Battlestar Galactica, though, because Battlestar Galactica is picking up where everybody else is coming from. Because Lost started, and even 24, sir, started before Battlestar Galactica. So I'm not trying to dismiss the show and how great however you think it is, and everyone else out there thinks it is. That's fine. Like it, love it.
Lost didn't really come pre Battlestar Galactica. They've both done three seasons. I'll give you 24 was before, but Lost and Battlestar came on the scene about the same time, and for some reason, Battlestar is a not-network show that has huge popularity and following.
Jimmy, you know it's the lowest-rated show on Sci-Fi Channel, or it's the lowest-rated popular cable show ever.
What?
Battlestar Galactica. What? That article you read me a long time ago.
The biggest show in sci-fi history.
And sci-fi history. That means diddly-doo-ha squat in the grand scheme of things.
It's being covered by the main television reviewers who normally only cover network television. It's gotten the attention that a network show usually gets. It's gotten, maybe not quite as much, but it's getting more attention than any cable show before it. And I do think that's important to our debate about the landscape, because I think with the way that everybody has cable, and everybody has at least 70 channels now and stuff, yes, a lot of the cable networks opt for summer showings, so they'll have to compete. But I do think that we're getting more spread out, and we're actually paying attention to cable fare, and cable can finally put on good serial shows, whereas before cable just had fillers and syndicated reruns a lot of the time. Some of these shows, I mean, Battlestar is getting major attention. I can't believe they're canceling the show when it's on top. It's not really canceling. It's more like
they're ending the show.
It's an expensive show. It's a very expensive show to produce, and I know they're trying with the new Doctor Who and the new Flash Gordon to catch another Battlestar Galactica. But Battlestar Galactica is...
October, November. Jimmy, Lost aired September 22nd, 2004. You are technically right, but Lost came out first.
When did the miniseries air? Because the miniseries of Battlestar Galactica got attention, and that's what led to season one. Well, season one did premiere after Lost. I'm pretty sure the miniseries aired before Lost. And the miniseries led directly into the series.
Meh.
So I would consider them about the same time.
Because it's
because
not really the series,
they
though.
Had different
series. It's not really the series.
It was, though.
It was not, Jimmy.
It was a really long pilot, but it was the pilot of the series. The series stemmed directly from the miniseries and continued that story. The miniseries wasn't really self-contained. It ended
Battlestar
in a way.
Battlestar Galactica started off just like the 4400. It was not supposed to go any farther than it was. And the thing is that it did have decent numbers. So they go, whoa, oh my God, this would be a brilliant show. So they made it a show.
It is a brilliant show.
I disagree.
It is a brilliant
anyway,
show.
Anyway, point is,
Well,
point is, we're both
fantastic.
Right. I disagree.
And I know you disagree, but lots and lots of people agree with me about it. And
by the way, Jimmy, I talked with an old friend of mine from high school, and they're actually surprisingly mm-hmm. big Lost fans, and they do mm-hmm. not wish Jack be killed off the show. Comparatively, do they like Sawyer or Jack more? They like Sawyer more because when he beats you up, he at least looks sexy with his shirt off doing it.
Well, Jack's getting better as the show goes on.
But see, you went on preached on your high little mountain that Jack is a horrible character. He needs to die.
He was, but he's gotten better.
It doesn't matter. But you rubbed in my face that everyone else in the world thinks that, and that the rest of the fans think that too. I'm a fan. My father's a fan. I've met three other people who agree with me. They don't love Jack, but they don't want him to get killed off. But you would say that everyone else feels that way, Jimmy. I just want to say, how do you know so well what the other people are thinking? Well, you don't know everybody. I just want to say that. I just want to throw that out there in the great devil. Okay, we're getting off topic. Okay, Jimmy, changing the television, the landscape. Go. Jimmy's mad. Jimmy is mad. Jimmy. Well, boys and girls, this is what happens when you piss Jimmy Daly off. Either he doesn't talk or I don't know what. Actually, I'm starting to think that my... Jimmy. Well, so I think that our show is over. Wow, that sort of ended on such a bummer. I was actually getting into an interesting conversation with Jimmy. And, well, anyway, stay tuned next week when me and Jimmy get into another big argument, cuss and scream at each other, and then that's the end of the show, I guess. So, thanks you all very much for listening. If you want to write us, if you horribly disagree with me and think I'm such a stupid person, then please let me know. goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. Or if you love Jimmy.
Sorry.
What the hell?
Sorry. How long? I told you I had to hold on for a second and I switched to another call.
Right in the middle of my spiel.
Have you been spieling for 60 seconds while I've been on the other line?
I did not know. What the hell? I was like, I guess Jimmy's gone. I'm going to have to end the show.
That's awesome.
No,
I tried to tell you that I needed to switch because I was trying to listen
to you.
Who
the fuck
was
it on
the phone?
Who was it on the phone?
I'm not telling you now because you're all like,
Jimmy, who was that on the phone?
It was a call I needed to take, but I got rid of them pretty quickly.
Who was it that was on the phone, Jimmy?
Somebody from work who wanted to hang out tonight with another group, and I talked to some other people, and we're like, I don't know if we want to go. And then Dana said she'd call me, and then Tiffany was calling me to see if we were going to meet her, so I had to answer Tiffany's call for a second to tell her that I don't think we're going to meet her because Dana never called me and blah, blah, blah.
You're like
see these people on Friday.
You're like a little pimp who refuses to acknowledge.
Okay, Dana's engaged, about to be married, and Tiffany's pretty happy with her boyfriend, and I like both of their men, so I'm not trying to hit on either one of them.
Oh, Jimmy, what did you say?
I approve of both of their
men.
There's
the boy. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're taking it in a gay direction. I just meant that I think their boyfriends are cool and they're nice guys, and there's no way I would try to break up their relationship.
You just act like you seem surprised that I would take that in a gay way. Of course, I took it in a gay way.
I know.
You're Jimmy fucking Daly.
I know. And the reason I used Juan as the email name tonight is because I was thinking about the cook it. At Chance named Juan who called me gay tonight, and it was really funny. You missed it because I have to go into the whole thing.
Yeah, let's just not.
But
do
it
that.
Was really funny the way you did it. Yeah, we'll
so anyway, TV landscape. I try. No.
Okay, yeah, I think there's going to be a spread more to cable and shows like Battlestar Galactica because Battlestar Galactica, whether you want to admit it or not, is setting new.
I'm sorry. I don't see how Battlestar Galactica is setting new bars For people.
I know shows like Monk and Psych are because they win awards, and of course HBO and Showtime
Jimmy,
have
I
shows.
I like Psych, awards. But I would never say that show is setting the standard. I wouldn't even say that the.
But Battlestar Galactica.
I don't see Battlestar Galactica setting any standard either, sir.
It's getting treated like a network show in the reviews.
The article you pointed to me that one time about Variety said that even though it's the most popular show on Sci-Fi Channel, it's one of the lowest-rated cable network shows.
It's not one of the lowest-rated cable network shows. It just doesn't get the following.
Oh, but yet, Jimmy, everyone talks about it. It shouldn't be the lowest-rated because a show of this magnitude is infinite fucking beyond, apparently, and you're saying that it's setting the fucking standard.
What?
I do not agree that Battlestar Galactica is setting a standard. You can name me any other show at this point with credibility.
I really think that it's getting more attention than any cable shows, and it deserves it. It's extremely well written. It's extremely well acted. It's a fantastic show. It's definitely the best cable show I've ever watched.
If you told me Nip and Tuck, or The Shield, two shows that I fucking loathe, by the way.
I've never seen
neither
either
have
one.
I apologize. I've seen one episode with Forrest Whitaker, and I've seen one episode of Nip and Tuck. I can't stand
them. But how can you loathe them if you don't watch them?
Jimmy, I see one episode. If I do not like it to come back for another repeat episode, not even for just about, well, I wonder what's going to happen on tonight's episode. Not even if it's a special guest star comes in to, you know, whatever. If I had to watch it and I do not like it, I don't want to fucking see it again. I don't want to give it another chance. Unless I, in my mindset, want to actually try to, if I don't have, I like the concept of the idea anyway, why do I want to force myself to watch something? Just because 5 episodes in, that's 5 hours of my life. I, you know, up until that point, I probably won't ever get back. The show still hasn't kicked in. Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you gave me that, sir. I will admit I was wrong. But the thing is that I said if I didn't get done, I promised you, and you even said that, you know what? If you don't like it by disc one, give me the DVD set back, and you know what? I won't ever bother you, try to get you to watch that show ever again. It took me 4 episodes and 1 disc to really begin to like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I hated every fucking episode up until, and ironically, being that Amy's the bad guy in season 8, for those who haven't read it, season 8 of Buffy on Dark Horse Comics yet, I just ruined it for you. Amy the Witch, that's the episode she first appears in The Witch. That was the first episode I really thought was neat. Besides that, I thought every show before that, it just did not grab my attention. I thought it was typical.
Really?
I thought it was WB teenager boo-hoo-hoo crap that the WB would produce, like Dawson's Creek. I'm sorry, I hate Dawson's Creek, too.
I love Dawson's Creek.
I liked some of the actors in them. I just didn't like the show. And I watched more than a few episodes, sir, so I don't want you to give me any of that, well, you got to give it more of a shot crap.
Well, and I admit that the miniseries and the first season of Battlestar started out a little slow, but honestly, I liked it from the miniseries on.
It doesn't matter if you like the show or not, Jimmy. You're saying that it set the
standard.
And
I love the last couple seasons. And honestly, the third season, I do think it is so, because it does get more attention than most cable shows, arguably than any other cable show. It really, I don't know how to explain it in a way I haven't already tried to explain.
Well, you don't have
it,
to explain.
We may just have to agree to disagree on this, because I think it's setting a new standard. I think it's paving the way for future cable hits. I really think that cable, as our attention, you know, Americans have such short attention spans. As some of the cable networks get more attention, I do think we're not going to stay with a 3 or 4 network core. I mean, they may still be the core, but we're greatly expanding what we watch from channels. And that's why no show will ever beat MASH's finale for numbers, because we're so spread out now. Everybody watches different things. There's so many choices. But I do think Battlestar is right up there near the top.
Yeah, but you're praising the show, but you're citing that as the main cause for why every other show.
Every single episode.
You gotta separate your love for the show with the fact that when the show comes out, when these trends start to kick into gear.
Well, what I'm talking about, you know, I read the Dispatch every day. So I keep up with what they review and what they talk about. And I know you've got your thing for newspapers, so you'd never do that.
I check out CNN. I check out AP Newswires. I check Ain't It Cool News, Internet Movie Database. I check out...
But the Dispatch...
I don't check out the Dispatch.
Rarely reviews cable shows. If they do, they mostly...
But
just
so what if they review
Battlestar
that show?
Battlestar Galactica has been covered as if it were a network show.
Why
by the
does that matter?
Really has.
How does that prove, though, in the grand scheme of things, that this show sets the standard for all other cable shows on the cable?
Because it's getting covered in a way other shows haven't. I think that proves something right there.
I disagree.
And honestly, every episode of the recent season 3, it was so masterfully written.
It doesn't matter if it's master, Jimmy. It doesn't matter how good the show is. Okay,
but it is getting the attention, and I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Yeah,
so I think we should agree to disagree.
Jimmy, this
on
is an interesting conversation, though, because you're saying
it is. But I'm just repeating myself.
That's because
over
you have
and
nothing
again,
else to back it up with.
I think my points are valid.
I think your points are fucking invalid. I'm looking on Internet Movie Database, sir. Nip and Tuck came out in 2003, so I have nothing on that. The miniseries, you're right, beat that, but. The Shield came out in early 2002. You also have other cable shows as well. Like, let me.
But those shows don't get covered in the reviews the
Jimmy,
way that.
Yes, they do. Monk came out in 2002. Yeah, and Monk did get covered because the big thing about that was ABC picked it up, didn't want the show, put it on USA, bam. And I'm not talking about because I like the show. I don't care if you like the show or not, but that was a step in a good direction. But The Shield, I think, was the biggest one. And you also have...
But see, on the internet, everything is covered at some point or another. The Dispatch, for me, is kind of what everybody's paying attention to because the Dispatch only has enough space to cover certain shows. And the Dispatch doesn't cover this wide range of shows. They cover the big shows. And Battlestar has been covered as much as...
Yes, but we're not talking about big shows. We're talking about shows that have set this trend. That's affecting Hollywood.
That's what I'm saying, that it's one of those top ones. Because
a show, just because it's popular, does not mean that it's the one that sets the trend. Or because you like the show.
Oh, I think it is. I really think it is setting a trend because I think it's going to lead to other shows getting kind of attention. I think it helps people realize that there's more out there than just the main four networks and that they can go look for other stuff. And I just think it's helping steer a new direction of television watching, and that's why I brought it up. I mean, I didn't mean to spend half of our debate talking about one show, but I really do think it's important in what it's doing.
I totally disagree. I still do not see how...
Well, we will agree to disagree on the point.
No, I will not agree to nothing on that. Screw you.
We can't agree to disagree?
No.
I'm citing that you're entitled to your opinion, but I still think you're wrong.
I still think you're wrong, too.
Well, that's why I'm
saying. But I don't agree with you that I'm wrong in the same way that you're wrong.
Think each other's... I just think that we should just accept that each of us think that we're right on this matter and not argue it any further because we've been arguing it for long enough.
Why? This is what people want to listen to. They want to listen to us bitching it at each other.
Okay, I'm ready to stop.
See, the funny thing is that I'm actually getting energized and pumped up, ready to go, and you're getting frustrated.
Right, and
people get frustrated in an argument when they have nothing to back it up with.
I disagree. I think I've made my points, and I don't think I should have to defend it any further. However, I'm saying let's drop it.
God.
Anyway, you should bring me numbers this weekend when you come up so that I can watch it and then celebrate with you what a great show it is. And then we'll have something we can agree on.
Jimmy, I don't... You know what, Jimmy? See, it's not a battle for me to get you to watch something. And then, ooh, I celebrate it and victory when you watch a show that I like. If you don't watch it, tough shit. I don't care.
I'm
not going to say something rude like, well, I feel very sorry for you that you're missing out on such a great show. I think that's the rudest fucking thing you could ever say to somebody.
Really?
Yes, because that's snippy. It's like, well, I'm sorry that you're wrong.
I don't think of it as that. I think of it as I just wish I could impart the way I feel to
Jimmy,
another
if
person.
If I felt like you, I'd feel fucking
feel
gay, and I don't want to feel fucking
it.
Gay. Okay?
Because it brings me this extremely emotional feeling, And I want everybody to experience. I want to share.
No one in the world wants to be Jimmy Daly. So they want
to
be themselves.
I'm not trying to be snippy and insulting. I'm trying to say.
Oh, bullshit. You know, the way we both are with each other. Now, the first time you said that to me, I don't think you meant it that way. But ever since then, because we really like to piss each other off at times, we both say it in a very spiteful way. I've even said it back to
you.
No,
I'm not saying it in a spiteful way. I'm saying it in a respectful way.
There are times when you go off on Smallville for 40 fucking minutes.
I love Smallville.
And then you're like, well, I don't like CSI either. I only talked to you about CSI for like 5 minutes, sir, just to tell you about something. And then you go off about how great Smallville is for 40 minutes, and you go, let's watch an episode. You try to pop the episode in. I don't want to watch it. I hate that show. And then you say, well, I feel very sorry for you that you don't like such a great show.
I do, because I feel like you're missing out on something great.
Okay, Jimmy, if I say I don't like it, how am I missing out?
That's
fine. I don't want to waste
my
time.
And that's fine. You're allowed to not like it.
Well, I'm allowed to like something and not allowed to like something.
I agree with you. You
are
allowed to
like it and not
like it. Why do you
say something like that? Are you drinking? Are you drinking alcohol?
Yes, I am. I need it. With this argument, I need alcohol.
Oh, God. This is probably our...
I'm getting frustrated. I'm trying to diffuse this and go off in another direction or end it.
Well, then,
but
Jimmy...
You just keep picking it back
Jimmy,
up.
It's, okay, Jimmy, you know what? It's your little thing. You you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting topic, and I'm sure that Nick and I, at another point in the probably near future, we'll get into another
argument.
That's
it. We're not talking
about
the television landscape.
For your listening enjoyment.
We're not talking about the television. I thought we were moving away from the Battlestar Galactica thing. I'm not trying to bring
it up.
I'm just saying.
Okay. See, I'm saying.
You wanted to end the show.
Because it's been an hour. Well, it's been an hour, so I was trying to end
the show. This is fighting. Backbiting and endless fighting. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
So I am saying we will live to fight another day on the air for your listening
bullshit.
Enjoyment.
Bullshit. Fuck you, man. We'll fight right now. Let's go, bitch.
I don't want to fight with you anymore.
You just want to get drunk and cry watching Studio
60. I'm not going to cry. And for the public record, Nick is one of my best friends. And when I fight with him, it upsets me a little bit. And so I'm getting frustrated because this has been a...
Jimmy, I'm not getting mad. Fuck you if I piss you off. I think it's funny.
You're not making me mad.
I'm frustrating.
I don't like fighting.
Jimmy, we're not fighting. We're arguing. If this was a debate on national television, Jimmy, I would hate to see you under the gun because, sir, you'd be fucking sweating more bullets than Bill Clinton did during the Star Report. I mean, my God, you don't know what is, do you?
Okay. So, thank you all for tuning in. I'm sure we will be bringing you another great episode very soon. And if Nick, what do you mean, no, we won't? You're saying you're not going to do it?
No, I'm saying that we won't. Maybe I don't want to bring an interesting show next time. Maybe the entire time I'm like, Battlestar Galactica.
I'm in the mood for a boring show tonight. Let's take a stop. This laughter is healing. It's fixing the rift. So if Nick
what
chooses,
riff?
We
Fuck
will
your
continue
riff.
This debate.
Riff. You go off and riff.
We will continue this debate at a further
I'm
time.
Sure
however,
will.
For tonight, for tonight, I bid you all adieu.
Jimmy would bid you adieu. The show's not over. We're keeping it going.
Fuck you, I'm done. I am so done.
I'm done too. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck you. And you know what? No, because of that, I'm not ending the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Get out of here with that! Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, Jeepers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!